Welcome everyone to the Green Room podcast. This year it feels fitting to reflect on the businesses and the business owners I've had the privilege to work alongside over the past 25 years. It's been an amazing 25 years and I've met some extraordinary people who have built unbelievable businesses and I've had the privilege to walk beside them for much of that journey. I want to bring you those insights, those things that really move the needle, not just in the day-to-day, but also in the bigger picture. Those things that provide a great business outcome, but also the life and freedom that you as a business owner really desire. So buckle up, welcome aboard, and I look forward to talking to you through the podcast. Hello everyone and welcome to the Green Room podcast. In this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about how we bring those goals to life, those great ideas that we have that we want to bring into our business, those strategic priorities that we know if we execute them, they'll really move the needle and take our business to a whole nother place. You know, there's research that says when we make a New Year's resolution, that the average length when we break that resolution is the 6th of January. I don't know about you, but I can really resonate to that. In fact, I reckon there's plenty of resolutions I've made that have got nowhere near the 6th of January. But the research says that's the time the average resolution falls apart. And that doesn't surprise me because there's nothing supporting that momentum, that intention that we make when we make the goal. So it's a bit like that in business. I quite often say to my clients, righto, we're at the end of the year. What I want you to tell me, you know, we're standing around at the Christmas party and I want you to tell me what's been the highlight of this year? What have you achieved? If you had the best year, you had a really successful year and you achieved your goals, walk me through what you would tell me over a beer at Christmas time around what you've done. And when it's put in that frame and that context, people can really start to unpack some of the goals they would like to achieve. You know, they say, we want to achieve this, financially we want to do that, we want to have grown to this, we want to, whatever it looks like for them. But the challenge is, just like our New Year's resolutions, if the intention isn't embedded in some sort of process and system, then very quickly, business as usual will interrupt and will take precedent. Most plans don't fail because they're wrong. You know, most of us, when we come in with great ideas and goals, we have the right intentions. So most plans certainly don't fail because they're wrong. They fail because the business never learns how to operate as if the plan matters. As soon as something hits the fan, as soon as a customer inquiry takes us away, as soon as there's firefighting to be done, off we go. We'll go to the squeakiest wheel. So strategy lives in documents, but execution of our biggest goals certainly lives in behavior. So when pressure rises, we absolutely default to type. We default to habit. And if our behavior and the behavior of our organization and our people doesn't change, then the plan stays optional. And what happens is it's the owner carries all the weight. And when people have a plan that's optional, they don't take up that option generally. They work to where they're most comfortable and what works for them. I want to walk you through five pillars of execution, five things that I think if you bed this into your goal setting and into your business, you have much more likelihood of achieving those big ticket, those big rocks, the goals that really move the needle on your business and really shift your business model to become more successful, whatever that looks like for you. The five pillars I'll walk you through now. So number one is goals. It's the direction that shapes where we want to go. I quite often refer this to as the horizon. Now, no one's ever walked to a horizon. I don't know anyone that has anyway. But if you look out to the horizon and head that way, it sets absolute direction for what you want to do. So it certainly acts as a compass. Goals create purpose, but not only that, they really focus resources. And as we know, business is about utilizing scarce resources. There'll never be enough. Doesn't matter if you're the local milk bar, Actually, I don't think there's many milk bars left, but it doesn't matter if you're a local shop or your BHP. There'll never be enough. So goals create purpose and focus resources. And not only that, real goals, they change priorities, they change how we fund those priorities, and they change the focus for not only us, but our people. So number one is goals. Number two is routines. Strategy doesn't live in providing beanbags and table tennis tables. It lives in hoping that people will shift their behaviour. It lives in weekly rhythms. What sort of meeting cadence do we have? What sort of things do we do that really brings our strategy and our goals to the fore in the day-to-day? If it's not in the week and in the day-to-day, it's not in the business. And once again, like our New Year's resolution, is very unlikely to gain any momentum. So number two is routines. Number three is systems. You hear me banging on about systems all the time. The way to build capability in a business is to build decision-making capability in the organisation, build capability in our people, and support them with systems. That's the scaffolding Adam Grant talks about. The systems that work within that capability and really set the direction and set the standard, the quality assurance, the customer response, the customer experience, all of those things tied up in business systems that make us really consistent. So number three is systems. Unfortunately, my experience has been that most owners are the system. But what systems do, they create that consistency without the supervision, and they reduce the reliance on the owner being the hero and the heroics required, the rescuing of every time there's a problem, the firefighting, the solving of the big of problems all the time, the escalation of problems over your desk. Systems reduce friction and they create momentum. So number three in trying to get our biggest goals in play is creating systems that will facilitate that. What do we need to put in place to remove the friction in those goals so they don't fall away and under pressure? Because that's, you're going to be under pressure, your team's going to be under pressure. What systems can you put in place that creates consistency, gives people surety about what success looks like, and then removes the friction so that those goals continue to be front and center? So that's number three. Number four is habits. I don't know whether you've read James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, very, very good book. Probably the definitive book on habits that I've come across in my time. So what are habits in a business environment? Well, habits create consistency, not intensity in the execution. So what we want small actions done deliberately over time that create momentum. Habits make it a journey, not an event. So that over time, we can really start to do what James Clear termed as habit stacking, and we can get real momentum, and our habits can compound the success of our goals and compound those elements that continue to build to get us to some of our biggest goals. As a bit of a tip, just like every app you've ever used, whether it be a weight loss app or a fitness app or whatever, they tend to fall back on streaks. So if you can create habits and you can put a visual in place, some sort of dashboard, some sort of visual that people can see around streaks, how many days have we done something, and show that and make it real. You know, once you get to the 10, 12, 14 days, you know that when you do a walk each day and you have to mark that down and you get to 10 days of a walk, and then you don't want to lose that streak. We see the same thing in, you know, lost work days is quite often businesses put up their the last day since they had a lost time injury day gone, so that people are really conscious around the safety in the workplace. So a bit of a tip in relation to habits, create some sort of visual board around streaks and get everyone in behind that. And that's just another way to create momentum. And finally, of course, finally is motivation. How do we motivate someone if they don't want to be motivated? What does that look like? I used to get that question a lot. I don't seem to get it as much anymore, but I used to get that question a lot. How do you motivate someone who doesn't want to be motivated? Well, if we're trying to motivate them to achieve, to create that behavior that will help us achieve our biggest goals. So when at Christmas time, we're having a beer and you're saying, oh my goodness, Chris, we've had so many wins and our goal was to do this and we achieved that. And our goal we set out to do was this and the behavior we wanted to shift was this and we managed to do that. So when I'm talking about motivation, It's about sustainable execution, and it's got to be driven by ownership and meaning. So your people have to really understand what it is we're trying to achieve, and it must mean something to them, whether it be like that streak I spoke about earlier. But if you can put it in the workforce so that we can reward around it, we can get around it as a team goal, we can get around it as something important so it's not optional, that can really help us sustain that execution and really provide more ownership and meaning for our team. Motivation follows energy. So you want to get everyone up and about around motivation, around the energy of the goal. How are we going? What sort of progress are we making? What do we need to do next? You know, people love to be in on things. And the Hays report last year, the recruitment firm Hays put out an annual report on what motivates people. And according to that report, by a significant way, it's not money as the number one motivator, it's a sense of achievement. So we can use that stat, we can use that to help support us in getting our goals achieved and motivating our people through by demonstrating a sense of achievement so they can see they're making progress in the week to week, in the day to day, the week to week, the month to month. How might we demonstrate that? We have to make it so it's not abstract. We have to make it really intentional progress. Once again, how do you make progress visible? What does that look like? And once we get motivation around really getting in behind a shared goal and having real ownership and meaning behind that goal, we can sustain momentum. And that's really important when things get hard. When things get hard is when things are going to drop off. So once again, it's not optional. How do we fit those big rocks in, those things that are going to make the difference? But, you know, in the day-to-day urgency when things get really hard, they might not be urgent and important at the time, but they're the things that are going to make all the difference. The Eisenhower Matrix made famous by Stephen Covey. You know, what are those things, those big rocks that are going to move the needle over time? So here's my execution formula. Goal set direction, routines anchor behaviour, systems reduce friction, habits build consistency, and motivation sustains energy. And if we can put all those elements together behind some of our biggest goals, we've got a very, very powerful engine to move the needle, change our business, change our fortunes, and have that beer at the end of the year and be really, really proud of what we've achieved as a team and as a business. So that's my challenge to you. What are you going to do to put the structures in behind your biggest goals? Or are you just going to try and live in intention? Because if we do that, history says that by the 6th of January, our New Year's resolutions have disappeared and our business world is very unlikely to achieve its goals.